This portion of Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau is brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Good morning, everybody. Well, fall is here, and I'm for all for that. I'll tell you, I love that little spot of summer. Got my car wash and all those great things I wanted to do outside before it got chilly, but I'm loving this crisp, cool, brisky weather out there. So anyway, I hope you guys are too. It's going to be a great day to be outside today. So if you can, get out there and get some of that good sunshine. So we have a fun show this morning. My friend Melody Bishop from Runes by Melody is coming on, and she's going to tell us all about runes, which is considered the ancient Viking oracle, and they are just fun, fun, fun. It's so cool, you know, to think that, you know, even way back then, you know, this is going before, you know, in the early centuries, people used carvings for religious purposes and also for guidance. So Melody's coming on, and I'm going to bring her on real quick. She'll tell us more about runes. But right, Melody, when you come on, we have a caller. So let's say hello to Melody first.
Hi, Jackie. Good morning.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's a gorgeous day.
I know. Isn't this great? So yeah, get outside with Noah.
I will.
Bundle him up a little bit. Take him out because it's just going to be wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, Melody, before we get into the whole thing with you, because I'm anxious for you to tell everybody, we do have a caller. Her name is Roxanne. And Gil, can we all get on the line at the same time? Okay, Roxanne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good morning, good morning. So, say hello to Melody.
Hi, Melody.
Good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Good.
All right, so Roxanne, you had a question for us this morning, so go ahead and tell us what that is again.
Well, I wanted to know if anything good's coming my way, because I've been having some trouble here with my daughter and stuff, and just having some bad issues, and I knew something's got to break here soon.
Okay, all right, well, I'm going to also let Melody chime in here, too. But I am going to tell you one thing, Roxanne. What I was getting for you, and a lot of times what Spirit shows me is like little scenes. And what they were showing me is spinning for you, meaning that you're spinning your wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And jumping over hurdles. So obviously you are dealing with a lot of things.
Yeah.
But they are showing, what they were showing me is smooth skating coming. So I'm going to ask Melody, you know, what kinds of things are you coming up with, Melody?
Well, I pulled the first rune I pulled was Wonjo, and that represents your joy and what's bringing you joy and joy in your life. And I think the main thing for you is, I think in this time right now, take a brief moment to take time for you. You know what I mean? Treat yourself a little better here. You're really beating yourself up.
Yeah.
And this is not, a lot of this with your daughter is not your fault. Okay. I know
okay.
You want to protect her and help her. I feel with your daughter, she's going to do what she's going to do. Okay.
Yeah.
And you need to really take care of yourself at this time. Your challenge is Lagoos, and that represents going with the flow. And you tend to want to push things your way and make things happen the right way and protect everyone and take on a lot of these burdens. But you need to just kind of relax and go with the flow with things. Jackie mentioned spinning your wheels, and this
mm-hmm.
is a lot of times when we force things to happen, we tend to spin our wheels. So back off a little bit and just relax and go with the flow.
Okay.
The action I have is Kano, and that represents fire, passion. Instead of worrying so much, you need to step back and do what you love to do. And you're probably thinking, what do I love to do? I don't know. I haven't thought about it in a long time. So take some time back to sit back and focus. What is it that brings you joy, and what is it that you would love to do to, you know, get you motivated and delighted in your life?
I was getting that too, Melody. I was getting some sort of creative project. So Roxanne, is there, like Melody saying, what you like to do? Is there something that you like to do? Is there something creativity? Is there writing? Is there something crafty? Something like
mm-hmm.
that. And I also got that, you know, you're going to get a new hairdo.
Yeah, from the wind.
So you know how Melody was saying it's time to take care of you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here you go. That's what I'm getting, that you're going to change your hairstyle, you're going to get something fun, and you're going to be feeling pretty. And as Melody said, it's time to take care of you a little bit.
Yeah. Yes.
And I got
you?
Two more rooms. I thought I pulled two more extra, and I have what you need to release is your need to defend everything and defend everybody. You want to come. You need to. You feel the need to be everybody's advocate and just back off. Okay.
Yeah.
You do not need to be everybody's advocate here and stop defending everything you love and mm-hmm. everything you need to do. So if you do want to take a U day,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to get approval for it. Just do it.
Okay.
And the new situation is a wonderful one. It's a Gibo. It looks like an X, and it represents partnership, gifts, blessings. You need to open yourself up to that. I feel this is a turning point for you. I really do.
I did too, Melody, because I definitely got once these hurdles, is spinning in these hurdles, but I see you clearing the hurdles, Roxanne, which is the important thing, clearing the hurdles and smooth skating. So I agree with Melody. Things are going to be looking up.
Well, I hope so.
Okay. All right. Hold on to that.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks for calling, Roxanne.
Bye-bye. Nice meeting you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you.
Well, that's great, Melody. I love when we're both coming up with the same things. It's a little validation there for both of us, and I love that.
Absolutely. It happens a lot at expos. Somebody will come to my booth and get a reading, and they'll go, well, the last three readers said that. I'm like, well, how's that working out for you?
Yeah, and that's always funny when we're at expos, because when they go to multiple things, I'm thinking, are they thinking that they're going to hear something different? Do they want to hear something different? Are they just looking to hear the same thing, or is it just fun?
Maybe we just need the repetition. I guess that's the best way we learn.
Well, I think it's true, because we all do that. So now let's step back a minute, Melody, and describe the runes and tell people what that is, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have never heard of that.
I can tell you something right now. They're coming back in mainstream media. I don't know if y'all have seen the movie The Hobbit, but there's a rune in The Hobbit. There are plenty of runes in The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings movies, and he actually used the Elder Futhark runes, which is the ones that I use here. But the runes are actually a viable alphabet, and even in Iceland, they're still used today. And you'll see all across Europe, and especially Northern Europe, where they have runestones marking certain things that happen. A lot of people think they're gravestones, but it's actually just a story of what occurred there. Kind of like graffiti, old, ancient graffiti.
Oh, that's interesting. So instead of it, marking something, they actually put one of the runes there. Isn't it interesting how you can put one letter, we'll call it just a letter, for as people can understand, it's just one symbol, and that tells a whole story.
Well, sometimes they even have some runestones that have a collection of them, like shaped like a serpent, it's actually punctuated. Instead of having a space, they'll have like a dot that will separate the paragraph, if you will. And so it was even used secularly as well as religiously. And what had happened was during the Viking times, they would take sticks or something and throw them up in the air, and they would make, or whatever they had at around them, and it would make a particular rune. They would find a rune in that, and that's how they would read each other. And over the years, they would carve them onto pieces of wood, usually. That's why a lot of the ancient rune sets haven't survived, because
they were wood-based, yeah.
And what had happened was when Christianity came, they held on to their heritage. They really, it went underground, and it became something where instead of going to the great seer, you would... the head of the household would be the rune caster. So they would still abide by the Christian stuff, but they still kept on to their rune tradition, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I love when they hold that stuff. And, that happened a lot, through Christianity, because when they came in, people still held on to their old ways.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness a lot of that survived. So when you were saying about throwing the sticks up in the air and seeing how they landed, it made me think of Chinese tea reading.
Yeah.
Because it's trusting in whatever comes up is meant to come up.
Correct.
Yeah.
Either way. And sometimes, I can walk down the street and see runes. I see them everywhere. I see them in the sidewalk cracks. I see them in trees. And, those Tudor houses, if you look up those Tudor houses, a lot of those old Europeans had runes in the boards, in the beams.
Really?
Yeah, so I can look at a Tudor house and go, that rune's there, that rune's there. They always had good runes of partnership and joy. And sometimes they had the Hagarin, which represents ice, but it's also protected rune, so they would have that on their houses a lot. So in the pictures that I've seen.
Oh, that's interesting. So they would actually put them on there because this is what they intended for their life there. Is this what they were looking to bring to themselves?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's interesting. I didn't think of them in that way. I think of them as sort of casting, you know, what's happening, what's to come. But I didn't think of using them as actually calling into your life what you want.
Right, and they would put, like, protective runes, like, in, like, you know, see where the baby would sleep. And they even had runes for beer. So, I mean, they would, like...
Runes for beer?
The beer to protect their beer. That's sacred stuff, you know, the beer.
Well, that was important stuff, you know. They probably, when they had them on those Viking ships, they probably had runes on the casks and stuff.
And they had them on their drinking horns, and they would put runes on their swords for protection or victory in battle. And they even had a very interesting one, which was like a snowflake called the Helm of Ulm. They wore it on their headpiece because they didn't wear the helmets with the horns. They had some sort of headpiece that came down over their third eye. It looked like a snowflake.
Oh, I can't really mean.
Was their enemy would look at it and get distracted, and of course, by then the Viking chopped his head off. So.
Oh my gosh! So isn't that funny? You know, I've seen pictures of that with that piece of metal that comes down there. You know, over, you know, the third eye area, which is right above the bridge of your nose. For people who aren't familiar with that, it comes down over your forehead. So that is so interesting.
Yeah, they would put runes there, and their enemies would go, what's that? And boom, by that time, they were very clever. They were very advanced for their time.
Yeah, I've read that, too. It's like, you know, you don't think about that from the Viking area, but as a culture, as a civilization, it was a very advanced culture.
It was. They were very into hygiene, which most people back then were not.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they always kept a change of clothes and a comb, and they were really into that. So they were very clean, regardless of what you see and how they look, but they really did take care of themselves.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because they always, look at, you know, those, like, Capital One commercials and stuff, you know, it's like they show those guys, and you always think of them as, like, you know, like these big, dirty guys, but they really weren't, were they?
I prefer the Vikings, the history show, the Vikings. Yeah, I like that show. They're very accurate with it. And, of course, the main character is really good looking, too.
Well, that always helps.
That helps.
I haven't seen that, so that's on the History Channel.
It's on the History Channel. I think the new season's coming up soon. I think it starts early 2014, but it's very intense. It's a very good show. It's really exciting. I enjoy watching it.
Well, I love learning all that different stuff about the culture and, you know, everywhere. It's you know, it's amazing, you know, the human spirit, what people have done over the years and what they've accomplished.
Correct.
So now tell us, I know for you, Melody, readings really run in your family. You're third generation. So tell us a little bit about how that goes back for you.
How it happened was my dad's aunts were all readers in the D.C. area. And, of course, way before that, they've been doing it for many years. Which is kind of odd because my family actually has a, quote-unquote, gypsy heritage. Mm-hmm. And when they came to the U.S., they decided to, you know, even though the women did that, the men went to college, which was unheard of. And the men were pretty educated back then. They were horse traders, but the women always did readings. And my dad would always tell me as a kid, you know, if you misbehave, I'm going to send you to the gypsies. And, of course, I'd get scared. But when I was a teenager, I'm going, please send me to the gypsies. And that's what he had to say. Well, they all passed away. But then he always had great stories to tell me about them. And, he'd given me a set of runes when I was 16. And I tried the cards, I tried astrology, and I just didn't feel it. And so he said, you know, he gave me the runes and said, if you can do these, he said, great, if not, get a real job. So I did have a real job for a while. So.
Spoken like a true father.
Indeed.
So now the runes that he gave you, Melody, were they ones that had been passed down? Were they used by people in your family?
Now, I don't know where he got them, but it's funny. He gave me the runes and the book of runes, by Ralph Blum. I don't know where he got it. I don't know if he bought it or someone gave him. I asked him, and he said he didn't remember where he got them. And so, actually, I still use the same set he gave me. And just this past Christmas, he gave me a commemorative edition of the Book of Runes and the Runes and said, here you go. And I keep it, you know. I don't open it.
Oh, yeah, that's your collector's. So it's The Book of Runes by Ralph who?
Ralph Blum, B-L-U-M. And then I, of course, have studied other books. So, I mean, even Ralph Blum really brought them into the mainstream.
Okay.
And but there are other really good writers as well, like Lisa Peschel, and Edward Thorson's okay. And so I did read some different, and studied from various different texts and histories. Ralph Blum did well, however, he did water them down a little bit for people, you know. But it's a really good beginner's book.
Oh, but you know, sometimes that's what you need to sort of get your feet wet.
Right, right. Because some of the more intense texts are very dry, and it's really hard to get into if you don't have a previous idea of what you're dealing with.
Right, you don't have a little bit of background in that as well. So interesting. Right. So here you were starting at 16, Melody.
Correct. I'm 40 now. I'll just put it out there. It's been a while.
It's been a while. So now let's describe these for people. And I'm going to tell people, go to Melody's website. She's got this fabulous website, and she's got all this great information about runes. But it looks like, I know the ones you have look like little stones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like ceramic tiles, but I have other ones in wood. I have some that are made out of stones. So it really depends. The ones that my father gave me were of a ceramic tile.
Okay.
But what I feel is it's not what they're made out of. It's the energy that is contained in the alphabet. And so each rune, each letter, some of them look like regular letters. Like we have one that's a pointy C, a P, a R, an M. What had happened was when the Vikings had traveled, they would pick up different letters from the Romans. Actually, they stole some of the letters from the Romans and adopted them. So that's why you'll see some letters that look like regular letters because they did borrow, stole them, I should say.
Okay.
We have, you know, there's like several versions of the letter F and letter M and B. But, you know, we've got some that look like a sword, like an arrow, and actually an upside-down peace sign, which is funny because the symbol for the peace sign is the rune Algis, and it means caution. It means be careful because it's upside down. You know, actually, the regular rune is right side up, which looks like a chicken foot. But when it's reversed, it's the peace sign, and the peace sign represents caution and, you know, be careful and don't overextend, which makes sense as to why the hippies would use that.
Yeah. So so this is like a lot of different things. Like you can get something when you look at it, if it's reversed or upside down, it means something different, right?
Something a little bit different, yes. And sometimes it's not necessarily bad. So a lot of people think, oh, the rune's reversed, that's bad. That's not true. And some people use, and I think that one of the reasons Ralph Blum started a big controversy was because he gave a meaning to the blank rune. And traditionally, in a rune set, the blank rune would just mean a spare. If you lost one, you can carve it in or draw the rune on and have an extra rune. Well, he decided to say that rune meant God, which really upset the purists because the purists felt that, you know, the Vikings didn't have one God, they had many. Mm-hmm. So that's where the controversy of the blank rune comes in. I personally don't use it because I find it distracting for my clients, but, you know, there's a different rune that can be used for that.
Yeah, well, it is one of those mystery things. You come up with a blank, everybody's like, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah, they don't care about the rest of the runes. They care about that blank one, and so I just eliminated
it. And, you know, I think it's just so practical that, you know, like we make a big thing about this blank rune, but I think it's just was so practical of them to just have a spare because, you know, you have these like stones and stuff and, you know, it could get lost and then you have something that you can use.
Absolutely.
So now, Melody, I know you treat your runes very special. They're very sacred to you. So you keep them in like a cloth bag, don't you?
I do. It's a beautiful bag. And I actually, this past weekend, ran into the lady that made it. She had My husband had bought this for me, this bag when we were first dating, and it had a little wooden set of runes in it at the Renaissance Fair, and I was so happy to see another person do the runes, because rune stores are very few and far between, and I ran into her yesterday, actually this past weekend at the expo, and she said, "Oh my gosh, I remember that bag," and I'm like, "I remember you," and I ended up getting another set of different Scottish runes, so I have to learn those because they're completely different than the Viking ones, and I was so happy to see her again, and she was happy I was there too, and so, but she had made the bag, and she remembered the bag very well, and it's always good, if you do have a set of runes, to treat them with respect, and every now and then I'll clean them, and I'll put them under the full moon. I usually do it under blue moons, because that tends to really give them a neat energy.
Yeah. Okay, well, Melody, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
With more of Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau. Time for more Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Okay, we're back. We're back with Melody Bishop, who is a runster, as she says. I love that, Melody, a runster. from Runes by Melody. And you know what, Melody? I'm thinking, you know what I would love? I know you do this on your website. You do a weekly rune reading. Maybe you can give all of us here a quick mini reading.
I sure can. I think 5 runes, I think that would work for us. You know, that would work. Hold on 1 second here. This is going to be collective for everybody.
Okay.
All right. Let me pull the runes here.
I thought we're hearing you shake them around.
Yeah, get them out of the bag. Well, we definitely have a time to go within here. This is definitely a time for us to, the overview, this rune is Ingus. It represents the moon. It represents the full moon, finishing a project. So this is a good time for us to kind of get our stuff in order, maybe for, because of the winter coming, make sure that we get our projects finished, anything that we've, if you want to get, clean out your closets and have a yard sale, now is the time to do that.
Okay.
I think our challenge for us, I think collectively we're all in defensive mode. We're in panic mode right now because of the, I would say just the shutdown and just everything in general with what's coming at us lately. And so our challenges are really, to not react so much, I think. That's what I'm feeling, that we just need to kind of slow down and take a breath back. Our course of action is Burkana, and that's reversed. And what that means is that this is where we need to go within and look at places in our life where our growth has been stunted, where we really need, where we've just shoved that part of us into the corner, and we need to bring that part of us out and deal with it. So I think this is a big time for us to be going within and to kind of deal with some old things that we haven't been able to deal with lately.
Yeah, that's perfect for fall, I think.
Yeah.
And
then the sacrifice, what we need to really let go of is, I think sometimes we tend, and this is an interesting rune, Debo in the sacrifice position, and that rune represents partnerships and gifts. What we need to let go of sometimes is, a lot of times we live vicariously through our significant other, our spouse, our children. And I think I kind of saw that a little bit this morning with Roxanne.
Yeah, I think this is similar to what Roxanne was getting.
Yeah. So we need to really find out who we are. And I know, I've been, ever since I've had my son, my goodness, I'm going, who's Melody? Because I know Melody the mother, I know Melody the, the businesswoman, Melody the wife. Who's Melody the person? I don't know. My goodness. I mean, it's just like,
you don't have time for that role, Melody.
There's no time. So we need to take at least 10 minutes a day to kind of get close to who we are and ask ourselves, what do I want? And our new situation is Urus, which represents hard work carrying a heavy load, okay? And so this is definitely a time for us to do work on ourselves. And I also, it would be to any excesses that we have, any kind of addictions or negative thought processes or people that are miserable and toxic in your life, it's okay to put that baggage down and just leave it, because, it's not yours to carry. I think we, especially women, we tend to want to carry everybody's baggage and everybody's problems, because we're thinking it'll serve the person, but it really doesn't serve them and it doesn't serve us.
Right. Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Melody. And, you know, Roxanne, I hope you're still listening because I'm thinking, my goodness, that was right on the money for you for sure.
Right. You got a couple today.
yeah, right on the money. And, you know, it's right on the money for many of us. And I love it that because I always think about that at fall that, you know, it seems like a time to get things in order. I mean, you think about what the animals do as right. they're, you know, stocking up for the winter and get things in order, finishing things up and moving forward. And then taking that time now, because as winter comes, it's a time for reflection and resting within. So I think that was just perfect, Melody.
Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. So now I saw, too, that you and your husband have actually designed and developed a rune card deck. So, and that just came out, right?
Well, actually, it's not officially, quote unquote, out yet because our copyright application, guess where that is?
Oh, my goodness. So you got snagged in the government shutdown.
We did. So, I mean, and it was right at the time when we should have heard something. And, of course, they're essentially non-essential. So.
Oh, yeah, they're non-essential.
And, well, as soon as those children in the sandbox on Capitol Hill learn to get along, then maybe, you know, I'll get my copyright. There's a soft launch going on right now.
Maybe we should pull runes for them, Melody.
I don't think there are enough.
I think they're beyond runes.
Yeah, they're done. They've got their own issues, but yeah, this.
I'm going to encourage people to come to your website too, because absolutely. I thought your cards were so attractive, and you used some photos that you and Joe actually have taken yourselves, haven't you?
Correct. Most of the photos in the deck are ones that we took and on our travels and, you know, things that were precious to us. I think one of the pictures where we're holding hands is one of our wedding pictures, actually.
Oh,
and
so, nice.
It was very personal for us. It was definitely something that we put our hearts into. And my husband, I'm very blessed to have married a graphic designer. So uh-huh. He's very good at what he does. So he's a big help, trust me. And but it's you know, a wonderful way to help people learn the runes too, because I'd actually used them at my expo this past weekend, and some of my students came and I showed it to them, and they were just tickled pink because it provides a visual with a symbol, and it really makes them a lot easier to understand. But you guys can actually go to my website. I am taking pre-orders, so as soon as Congress gets off their duff and we find, we're still searching for the right person to print them. We do have a print-on-demand place now that, you know, if you really want to get a sent, you can. But we're doing pre-orders right now, so you guys can go to runesbymelody.com and just shoot me an email and say I'm interested in being put on your pre-order list.
Yeah. Well, I have a printer too, Melody, so I'll talk to you afterwards, you know, that okay. At least it's worth talking to. That's local in the Gettysburg area. It's the printer that I use for my children's book.
Okay, that'd be great.
So I love using local people when we can. We can't always make that work, but it might be possible. So, you know, it's at least worth talking to people. So, and I also like the visual that you said, because, you know, runes, it's just like an alphabet. So if you were looking at, you know, the letter B, you know, that wouldn't say as much to you because we're so visual as humans.
Right.
So with you have that picture, I think really gives people a lot more information.
Correct. Because, you know, the B rune, Burkana, represents motherhood, growth, new beginnings. So I have a little baby on there. And so that kind of represents, you know, the whole thing. So it's easy to just kind of look at that. And, you know, it's also representing nurturing, too.
Yeah.
So it's just so much. And just, you know, like they say, a picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah. Well, exactly. When you said a baby, that just covered everything you just said.
Right.
So people can use a card deck. They don't have to carry around this whole little pile of stones.
Right. It just makes it a little bit easier. I prefer the stones, but that's what I'm used to.
Well, you know what I liked about the stones? Because I like to be able to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feeling this. Yeah. feeling the stone, and particularly those smooth, you know, those ceramic, those smooth stone things that you have. There's something about feeling them. And I saw you have different stones, and we're going to talk about your online store, and just, you know, different shapes. And there's something about, because I know how I am with crystals, I like feeling them.
Right.
You know, you get things from that, too. So let's tell people, because I was just telling them about things that are on your store. You have an online store and a traveling shop, right?
I do. My traveling shop is very limited as far as the merchandise. So whatever you see on the online store is not necessarily going to be at the traveling store. I try to fit it into some suitcases. But the online store, when you go to my website, there'll be a link on the far right that says new store, and just click that, and I'll take you right to the Runes by Melody online traveling shop and online store. And there's plenty of merchandise there. I recommend to some clients when they need to do an energy clearing, and if Roxanne's been listening too, there's a sage stick that will help clear your home. Like Native Americans use it, they light the end of the sage smudge stick, and then they can go around their home, and it helps clear out any kind of stagnant energy. And I do it often. I do that too,
Melody. I didn't realize you had that in your store, so that's wonderful.
I have like a Tibetan singing bowl, which is interesting. They're fun. I just like to play with those.
Oh, you have a singing bowl?
Yeah, I have a singing bowl in there, and I have like books. You can get books, different card decks, different sets of runes.
Well, you actually have that book you were telling us about, don't you? I think you have the Book of Runes.
Yeah, the book by Lisa Peschel, and that's a great book, too. I actually, when I teach my classes, I use that book.
Okay.
So, because the Book of Runes by Bloom is hard to come by, just the book itself. So.
Okay, all right, so use that one with Lisa Peschel. Well, you know, and that's fun. I love that you have those things, because I know, you know, because you teach a lot of classes, and so I'm sure people are always asking you, like, well, where do you get that when you mention something?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, because I saw you had pendulums there, too.
I have pendulums. I have, I think, a few tarot card decks. I'm not good with the tarot cards, but other people like them. So I'm hoping someday we're trying to get some of the distributors on board with the card deck. So maybe one day you'll see my card deck in the store, too.
Yeah.
So we have a separate way that we have to order the card.
Yeah, well, that's okay, because and you and Joe did a wonderful job with those, because I just love them. I love the feel of them. You can tell that you really put a lot of heart into them.
We did. It took quite a lot of time, and I can't thank Joe enough. He is incredibly, incredibly talented, and he's so detail oriented that he would look at me, and I wouldn't even see it. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, this little teeny tiny dot right here. I'm like, what is that? I can't even see it, you know. But that's what he does. So.
Yeah, well, that's what you need. You know, I always say that you're good foils for each other, because you have different specialties and different strengths, and they work together so beautifully.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right, so also, I know you are always so busy with events. So what's coming up for you?
Well, what's coming up is the Manifest Your Destiny Festival in Kemberton, PA, and I think it's near the Reading, Philadelphia area. I'm really clueless about that area, so you can go to www.manifestyourdestiny.com, and there's a little link on there that says MYD Expo, and that's what you want to check out if you guys are up for a road trip, and it's, you know, at the Kemberton Fire Hall in Kemberton, Pennsylvania. So it's exciting. It's my first time there. And, you know, she's been asking me for several years, when are you going to do this expo? When are you going to do this? So finally I said, I'm doing the expo. And so also November 1st, there's a little time, if you want us to keep it local, we have a little ladies' night thing going on down in Dillsburg at the Dillsburg Fire Hall. I'll be giving mini readings out there as well.
Oh, well, that's fun. We love it when it's local.
Yes.
Of course, you know, the station here reaches out to a broad area. So
right.
I don't know if that's local for everybody, but it's probably more local than Reading.
Right. And I also do, also in October, too, I'll be at the New Visions Magical Open House. And that, I believe, is on the third Saturday in October.
Okay.
So I'll be there as well.
And Melody, you also do readings by phone and Skype, don't you?
I do. I prefer to do Skype because I like to have people be able to see their
room. Yes. I know you've done one of those for me, and I like to be able to actually see the rune as you pull it out and put it down. I like to see it, too. And it gets, and it's funny. I don't know if you know I do this, but, like, I draw it then.
Yeah, do you?
Oh, yeah. I draw it then as I'm taking notes about what you're saying because you're always so right on the money. So I draw a picture of it so I remember that. And then, so I love the Skype thing. So now
I definitely prefer to read through Skype. Phones are okay, but it's sometimes hard to describe runes through the phone. And I feel like I get a more intimate connection when I do go through Skype.
Yeah, well, it's visual. They can see the runes, and we can see your smiling face. So I love to do that, too.
Absolutely.
All right, so now let's also tell people, we've been talking a lot about your website. Let's tell them how to find you on the web.
I'm at runesbymelody.com. So that's melody.com. And it's all one word, lowercase. You could just, and you can even Google runes by Melody and I come right up. So
Yeah, absolutely. And do people contact you by phone, Melody, or do you prefer it to come through the website?
I prefer it to come through the website. I normally don't have my phone number online.
That's
and here's
fine.
Why I would get, calls at like midnight.
Yeah.
And then it would like get my baby and he'd start screaming. It would just become crazy. So.
You have enough getting up in the middle of the night with Noah.
Yeah, I don't do that. So, normally I would just prefer people just to contact me through email, and I'm always on, so I'm always checking it. So.
I know. You're very good about getting back to people, so that'll be definitely quick. So, well, this has been fun. I really had a good time with you giving us all a reading, and I'll let everybody know that you do that weekly, don't you, Melody, on your site?
I do. I give out rune readings, a weekly rune reading collective for people. I was having we upgraded to Windows 8, and boy, that was a treat. And we had a little technical difficulty there for a little while, but we're back on again. So I was able to give one last week. And I usually like to do just a mini reading for everybody, and it just kind of gives people an idea about what the runes are like and what to expect in a reading. And obviously, when you go within a half hour or an hour, it's going to be much more in-depth. And the good news is that lately, I'd say the last couple of years, I've been channeling more. I've brought in a lot of, you can literally channel through the runes after a while, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I've been able to really bring in some stuff from the other side that's a big surprise.
But you are, Melody, and I think I'm glad you brought that up because I meant to say that. I mean, your readings are more than just looking at a symbol, and this is what this symbol means, because you are very intuitive.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I know that you are getting help from guides and angels and all kinds of spirits, and so people get a lot more than just looking at this card, and this is what this card means.
Right at the expo, one of my guys was quoting Monty Python, so I've got really. So I was like, really? You guys quoted Monty Python, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, this has been fun, Melody, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. This has really been great, and maybe you'll come back on again and do some more rune readings.
Absolutely, I'd be delighted.
Okay. All right. Thanks again.
Thank you, Jackie.
Alrighty, bye-bye. Okay, we're back. This is Jackie LeBeau with Heart to Heart. And I just wanted to give people a little idea, remind them that you can get a hold of me whenever you have questions or want to talk to your loved ones. And my website has lots of great information, talks about readings, and that is at JackieLeBeau.com, JacqueLeBeau.com. And I also have offices in both Hanover and York. So you can call my office number at 717-968-5289. And we can set up an appointment when we can get together. So I love to meet our listeners. And I've met many of you already. So please give me a call. All right. So I'll see you next week. And I'll have another nice guest. And we'll have another good time. See you then. Bye-bye.
Jackie LeBeau and Heart to Heart has been brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.